I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my beautiful angels. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. How are we this week? Good, thanks. How are you? Good, good, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I'm triggered. That is why I'm recording this episode, because I'm triggered. Hence the inspiration for a lot of episodes is due to a trigger that has come up in me. And over the last couple of years, I've learned to really lean into my triggers. And this is something I really encourage you to do as well, because we run when we feel triggered by something or someone, because it's not going to do us, you know, good to feel that emotion. It's going to be like hard to process. It's going to be uncomfortable. We're going to probably be resentful, and we run from it. Triggers are often like mirrors as well. So in the past, when I've had a trigger come up, I've sort of stepped away and zoomed out and thought, okay, I'm mirroring this right now. There is something in me that is mirroring that trigger. I need to go within to find it. So you zoom out, you become self-aware, and then you've got to zoom right back into yourself to find that little niggling nerve that's getting triggered. And I've done this in the past when it's come up with people that I feel like I may be in competition with, feeling jealous, feeling insecure, feeling, you know, doubt or fear, whatever it is. I see where I'm mirrored into that person or into that situation. And at the moment, the thing that is sort of triggering me is my work ethic. And it's something that I compare myself with people a lot of the time, because I think I get imposter syndrome, because I think, why do people trust me to do their work? Why do people actually want me to help them? Why do people think I'm good enough for this? I struggle a lot with that, I'm not going to lie. And it's because it's not that I don't think I'm a good designer. I think I'm really good at what I do. I can confidently say that I have full confidence in myself and in my niche and in the way I create. Like, I am me and no one is me, and I love that about me. You know, that's a huge, huge part of me. But the thing I lack is general life structure. I lack organization. Sometimes I feel like I lack a little bit of professionalism because I'm quite a chilled out person, and I just want to like relate to people. Amongst all those things, I start to get imposter syndrome about, can I even run a business properly? Like, am I even tracking my finances properly? Am I budgeting properly? Am I charging properly? Am I contracting properly? What am I doing? Like, why do people trust me? Like, I don't have it all together. And then of course, like, I don't have someone to tell me what to do every day. I don't have support in terms of like someone who I can just bounce things off all day, every day. And therefore I end up sometimes spiraling and then being like, shit, like I don't have it all together. That's something I then have to use to as an excuse to sort of like step away from things and step away from work at times and take a break or get out or have a day off where I'm having a self-care day. Like I am today when I'm recording this, I'm like, literally I've just turned on my BRB, I'm out of office email responder, because I need to be like sinking back into these boundaries and be like, if I'm not showing up 100% for my clients, like I don't want to show up for them at all kind of thing. So I need to schedule these times and take breaks to recalibrate so that I can. And that's one thing I've tried to not feel guilty for since starting my own business, because working for other people, I burn out because, you know, they don't really advertise to take breaks. You know, we get, what, 4 weeks of annual leave a year, we get X amount of sick days. And like, especially with the culture we're in now, if you take a sick day and you work, you know, a laptop based job, they ask if you're actually taking a sick day or if you just want to work from home. Like, it's crazy. So since starting my business, like, it was a priority of me to not burn out, because that's, no one ever wants to burn out, and you shouldn't ever really be doing that. Like, you should have enough boundaries in place when you run the show to not let that happen. And over the last weeks, something sort of came up for me about my work ethic. And like I mentioned earlier, like, it's already quite an insecurity of mine and something that I find I have imposter syndrome for. However, I've tried to work against that grain and be like, you know, it's possible to work less and make more. Like, that's a real thing, you know, like, and that's, you deserve that, Alyssa. Like, you know, you don't deserve to be burning yourself out for nothing and not making anything, to not being able to live and not have a life and working to the bone. Like, you've got to have balance. And when you run a business, I think a lot of people expect you to work yourself to the absolute bone. And you do, it to an extent. You have to make heaps of sacrifices. You have to, you know, turn down things because you have to choose work. And, you have to deal with hard things and challenges. But ultimately, like, you have to find the balance, and you have to find that fine line, that bittersweet spot where I'm working like my ass off and I'm working my heart out, but I am loving every second of it. And I also know when I need to slow down and take a break and then prioritize the care and all that sort of stuff. So it's something that is a real thing to navigate when you start a business, or when you start to implement boundaries within your job, your relationships, your friendships, everything in life. So like I said, it's always been in the back of my mind that it's a bit of an imposter syndrome thing that comes up for me about, you probably need to be working harder, you need to be charging more, you need to be doing this, and this. It's already in my head, and it's already something I try and block out, because it doesn't do me any good to think about it like that when I'm trying to go against the grain and trying to build something and create something from a different point of view. And I feel really racy thinking about it, because that's how much it, you know, it feels uncomfortable. And then someone sort of pointed this out of me recently, and I told her, I was like, that's triggering. You've triggered me, because that's truth. There's truth behind my work ethic, or lack thereof, and lack thereof organization and structure and responses. And I'm a one person, like, I'm a one man band, you know what I mean? I'm doing the absolute most I can with what I can each day. And yeah, I definitely can be better, and I can do better, and I'm pushing myself to be better all the time. But when someone kind of outs your trigger or your insecurity and puts it on the table, it's like, okay, does everyone think that then? Like, it really expands it. And there's two ways you can deal with the trigger. You can, like I said, run from it, or you can face it. And so this week I faced that trigger, and I've done what I think I should do, and that's actually limit my distractions in my life and put my head down, bum up, and fucking work hard. And I've actually had a really insanely productive week. Like, I've been working hard, I've been productive, I've been focused. Kind of like coming off the back of last week's episode about all the things I've been implementing in my glow up era. But my business is my passion and my love and my priority. And sometimes I think I don't actually choose it first, if I'm completely honest. And it was a nice reminder for me to be like, you need to choose it. choose Alyssa, because people are choosing you, and keep showing up, you know? And yeah, it just, sometimes you need to face those triggers and don't like let it outweigh you, because I know at the end of the day, I don't have to abide that. It's not a rule. It's not a regulation. It's not the truth. It's someone's put something in my ear and I've been like, okay, maybe I needed to hear it. You know, sometimes the universe is delivering messages to you through other people as well. Is there a lesson? Is it a time to upscale? And because I'm all about this glow up, maybe the universe is like, well, you need to glow up your business, girl. You need to get harder, work harder. And you will be rewarded, kind of thing, is the pivot I'm feeling. So that's kind of a trigger that's come up for me, and how I've sort of faced it is to just like tackle it and see how I go. But like I said, I've also then worked really hard and scheduled a self-care day, because it's like, where's the balance? Where are you balancing the buckets? All that sort of thing. So I'm all about the balance. And then that means I will show up for the rest of the week full again, you know? And I know that not everyone has that luxury and that flexibility, but I do. At the end of the day, I've created this to have that. And I shouldn't feel guilty for it. I shouldn't have to apologize for it. And this is why it triggered me, is because you don't start your own business to then work a 9-to-5. You start your own business to work on your own terms, to work in your own lifestyle and your life. And it doesn't matter how young or old you are, you're entitled to live life however the fuck you want. A reminder that came up for me is within all this is when I first started my first ever full-time job, I can't even remember if my boss said this to me when I got to work that day, or I think he'd sent me an email before I got to work, and it said, we do not live to work, we work to live. And I just wanted it to be that reminder that sometimes we need to hear it. It's like, we think we've got to hustle our way through life so that we can, you know, prove to something that we're this thing because we work really hard and that we should be busy and we should be exhausted. And it's like, that's the flex. But I've done a full episode about like being busy isn't always a flex, you know, can be quite toxic, especially around toxic hustle culture, which is like, yeah, let's go. If you haven't listened to that episode, I think I'm even going to listen to it myself today just for that self-reminder. You know, don't be so caught up making a living that you forget to make a life. And when I feel like I'm in this position right now for a reason, I obviously have the opportunity because it's meant to be for me right now, and to have this life where I can live on my own terms. And if that means I go to the beach on my lunch break, I go to the beach on my lunch break, and I shouldn't have to apologize for that, you know? Anyway, I'm working through the trigger, but I just wanted to do this episode as just like this quick little reminder that if anyone else is feeling that way and feeling like maybe your triggers come up for you in another way of life, or maybe you sometimes feel guilty or imposter syndrome about the boundaries that you set or the life that you have, it's your reminder to not feel the guilt and not be apologetic for it, because you deserve it. Your life is a luxury for a reason, and you need to be grateful for it. Like, you'd be so profoundly grateful that this is your life that you've created, and I'm so lucky, and I share that with so many people. So yeah, I think it's just something for me to take in my stride. It's like, yes, I can be better, yes, I can do better. Sometimes you need someone to call you out on your bullshit, and I appreciate that, and that's what's worked for me. Like, I've converted now, and I mean, like, okay, where's the balance, where's the structure? And I'm always working on myself and trying to be better, especially in my business. So yeah, I am not mad about that call out. I'm grateful for it. And then also remind yourself of your core values at the end of the day as well, so that you make a decision aligned with yourself. So that's a reminder. Also, if you're working too hard, maybe you need to take a self-care day. Maybe you need to just realize that things will work out in the divine timing that they're meant to. And if you didn't have this life, if you didn't have this opportunity, then yeah, maybe you could then feel guilty for it, but you have it. So remember that theory, guilt can be the thief of gratitude. So always turn back to your grateful heart, choose self-care, choose yourself. Sometimes you're gonna be a little bit selfish, but it's all in the goodness of being able to pour from a full cup into everybody else around you.